USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 8 hours after the standoff began in Philadelphia, the suspect involved in a shooting that left six Philadelphia police officers wounded was arrested. Reports are he surrendered after speaking on the phone with his lawyer last night. The incident began hours earlier when police tried to serve a warrant in a drug investigation. Thousands gathering at a baseball stadium in El Paso last night to remember the victims of the recent mass shootings at a Walmart there. Texas Governor Greg Abbott among those who spoke.
We may never fully understand the evil in this world or the hatred behind it, but here is what we do know. We know this evil will not overcome us.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Some LGBTQ advocates on YouTube are suing the platform, saying they've been discriminated against. USA Radio's Wendy King.
The lawsuit says YouTube and its parent company Google unfairly designates LGBTQ content as shocking or offensive and sexually explicit, even though there may be none of that kind of content in the videos that were posted. The plaintiff, Celso DeLay, alleges in a video produced by themselves about the lawsuit that their videos are censored, blocked,
and they refused us advertising because of the gay thing.
That's a reference to an alleged comment by a senior YouTube content curator. The plaintiffs charge at the same time YouTube does allow hate speech videos against the LGBTQ community.
It was 50 years ago today that the three-day Woodstock Music Fest began in Bethel, New York. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Nine New York police officers have now committed suicide this year. The latest, 56-year-old Robert Echeverria shot himself in the head in his Queens home last evening. He had 25 years on the force. His wife found him, the suicide coming a day after another cop killed himself in his Yonkers home. Police Commissioner Jimmy O'Neill again telling officers to get help if they feel suicidal or are depressed. The NYPD has an anonymous helpline for officers who want someone to speak with. This latest death coming a day after NYPD officer Johnny Rios fatally shot himself in the Yonkers home he shared with his fiancée and her children. Iowa's Republican Congressman Steve King is in hot water again after remarks he's made about rape and incest. During a forum in Urbandale yesterday, he defended not allowing exceptions for abortion in cases of rape or incest, saying, quote, "What if we went back all through all family trees and just pulled those people out who were products of rape and incest? Would there be any population of the world left if we did that?" House Republicans stripping King of his committee assignments already back in January over his long history of making inflammatory and bizarre remarks. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.